what you see with your natural eyes. You got to get past that. You got to see further than you, where you are. It's like you're in this little point right here, and God can see way out here, and all you can see is your problems. And he's trying to get you to see beyond your problems. It's the whole thing with the all of the stories in the Bible about, for instance, Daniel and the lion's den. They have to see past where they are to the point they're not afraid to be there. They're seeing a whole nother reality, right? B, I heard you had a dream about flying, right? So, and then when you did like this, you know, I hear all this stuff, B. So his, you know, you get father's heart for his people. And, you know, you really don't want to do a sermon, guys, because when you start sermonizing, it's just information. That's all it is, information. You know, you want to get father's heart for his people. By the way, Pastor Jerry has something today. She's just sort of sitting on it. So, you know, you got to be careful that we don't fall into churchdom and you just get information or sermons, and sermons really don't do you much good. You know, we have a church world full of sermons, but nobody's changing. So if the Holy Spirit's not here with us and we don't have Father's heart on what we're going to say, then, you know, it really yields no fruit. Right, Miss Shanique? So we gotta know his heart. We gotta know his heart. See, and so then you slow down. You have to slow down in your life and get Father's heart. Otherwise, you just go from there to there to there to there, and you have no heavenly counsel on, you know, are you on the right path? You know, not, you know, forget about, you know, a lot of people get saved and get born again, but then that's where they stop. See, because we really don't know our purpose and we don't really know why we're here. And so we just sort of hear sermons, but we still don't know why we're here. And so until we stop or slow down and start getting Father's heart on things. See, this is when it becomes a little more difficult, because you can easily, like Tava had that good sermon, write the vision down. Well, you know, but see, here's what she's saying. Anybody can write a vision down. I can come up with something. I want to be an astronaut. I'm going to write that down. But what if that's not in Father's heart? Right? I want to be a Nobel Peace Prize winner. But did that come from heaven, or did that come from your own selfish ambition? See, it's easy to write stuff down. But can you write what comes from his will, like you were singing this morning? We want God's Father's will. What's his will? I want to be his delight. You know, I don't want to use him as a slot machine. Do I slow down, and do I take the time to hear from another world? Especially since this world has been judged, right? The one we're living in, it's been judged, see? So he says, come up here. Let me show you another place. And I can show you a will that's going to last forever versus you writing down something that's going to burn up one day. Right? That's going to burn up one day. Because, see, listen. Do we have scriptures up yet? And we have a title? What's my title? Okay, don't miss your calling. That's a pretty good one. Don't miss your calling. So we have to talk about this. And see, here's JR, the body of Christ pretty much says, okay, save me, Lord. Now bless me. Right? Just bless me. I need a new pair of shoes. I want a car like Ron's. I want, you know, look like Eamon, right? Just bless me. It's like we say, it's kind of turns into the church has turned into the Bless Me Club. Not wondering or slowing down and say, wait a minute, Father, I want to bless you in the terms of I want to surrender all of myself and let you do what you want to do with my life. You possess me. Yeah, right. His pleasure, let his pleasure prosper. Not what I, not my Nobel Peace Prize aspirations, which may not come from him. So this is very important because, see, here's the Bless Me Club. All things work together for good for those who love him. We might even put that on there. Mostly it's all things work together for good. Take half the scripture. For those who love him, then we might say that part. But here's what we don't say, Jay. For those who are called according to his purpose, not yours. Your purpose might be an astronaut. So then Vince is going to come and say, you know, I know Gary, he's an astronaut. You know, he's going to brag on me. Where's God and all that? Or I might say in my little testimony, I'm an astronaut now, thank God. But really, it was all me, not him. So we're talking Sunday morning. Write the vision down. Make it plain. Have you slowed up enough to know what the vision is? And by the way, it's in scripture. It's just so we look over that part of it. And, you know, salvation is free, but the rest of it costs you something. You know, come drink freely, sure. But then when you start to walk for him and let him possess you, then it becomes a different thing. Other things matter. So as we're growing up, we're not just getting saved to go to heaven, guys. It's a whole nother course for us. Sure, we're going when we die, but that's, you know, why can't we start delving into the heavenly life here when we're living? Why is the church just a sort of a natural organization that's really just stays in trouble and God's just, you know, pulling them out of trouble? Why can't we ascend to some higher things? Why can't we go on the offense and always not be on the defense all the time? Why we gotta just keep crying out, God's, you know, help me, help me, help me? I mean, what's really our eternal call? See, this is why I like this house right here. This house right here. See, this is God's house. You know what God's house is? God's house is God growing up his children. Right? They don't have to stay Tyler's age their whole life. Right? Where's Zaire? Is he around? They don't have to stay the little baby's age their whole life. Why can't, you know, when, you know, if Taba, when she was 13 and she was still had a bottle in her mouth, y'all would think something's not quite right. But see, spiritually doesn't matter, right? Just go to church and, you know, sing a song. But here's this house right here, Chantel. Here's this house right here. God growing us up spiritually, right? Spiritually, God growing us up spiritually. So not only do we get saved, and not only do we have we kind of have a relationship with God, but now we're starting to know what it means that to grow up and take on spiritual responsibility and understand truth and light and our eternal purpose, not just living here on this earth, but our eternal purpose, like what's going to happen for eternity, right? Here's what I'm saying to you. Okay, so Robert, you want to be an astronaut. Is that God or you? Because if it's not God, you can't be an astronaut through eternity if it's not God. Oh, yeah, you're going to live a short 90 years and boast on your astronaut stuff, but throughout the rest of eternity, it's going to mean zero. As a matter of fact, when those things get tried in the fire, they're going to burn up. Oh, you're going to make it. Oh, you're going to heaven. But then what about the rest of eternity? What about the rest of eternity, Pastor Mike? What about the rest of eternity for your life? Was the vision you wrote down eternally effective, or was it just kind of the religious order of the day? Okay. So, you know, I'm thinking about every day. Okay, God, I want your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Every day, I want that Lord's Prayer to be in my life. What's your will? What's your will? I'm not going to guess at it. I'm going to ask you. I'm going to stop and ask you, what's your will? And if it takes me 5 years or 10 years, it's better that I get just one little inkling of it than start making up stuff. Or copying BJ, or wanting to be like Aaron, or, you know. So we're growing up. I don't have your mind yet, Father, but and that's okay when I just get saved. But as I'm growing up, I need to start learning it, right? I need to start learning it, Jay. I need to start learning what God's will is, Jay. I need to start learning what his will is, Jay. Thank God for the new birth. But the church has stood still too long. So here's the Lord. I got to find me a group of people. I'm looking over this room. I got to find me a group of people that just don't want a salvation in the beginning. I got to find me a people who also want to grow together with me in heavenly places. Who want it. I mean, that want it. Because if you don't want it, he ain't going to run you down. I guarantee you that. Just a little desire. Just a little desire. God, help me grow. Help me grow spiritually. This life is not enough for me. This life is not enough for me. I'm like BJ. I want to fly. So he started giving me dreams about flying, right? Why am I having this crazy dream? Because God's trying to tell you, you're not made for the earth. Because it's all judge, guys. It's all judge. Hey, Dre, that scripture in 1 Corinthians 3, he's got it up there already. Has it been up here all along? Oh, don't get ahead of me, sir. But see, here's scripture. If anyone builds upon the foundation, whether it be gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble, it's going to be one of the two, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, or straw. The work of each one will become plainly open, known, shown for us what it is. For the day of Christ will disclose it or declare it, because it will be revealed with fire. And the fire will test and critically appraise the character and worth of the work each person has done. Hello. So you know what I'm trying, you know what the scripture's saying. Let me know when it's back. So it goes on to say, every man's work will be tried by fire. Okay. Everything we do here. Everything you and I do here. Everything you and I do here. Somebody said, I think I want to start a mission society. Well, that's a good thing in your mind. But did it come from above? Was that vision from God, or did you just kind of come up with it? I think it's a good work, so I want to do it. Or are we getting close? Are we growing spiritually enough to discern, wait a minute, that's my own selfish kind of thing. Even though it's a good thing, it's not a God thing, as they say. So we got to grow. I know this is not plain old stuff, but we got to grow. Okay. Actually, you guys know this. The New Testament. Do I have everybody? The New Testament is full. It's full of this. The New Testament, our lives, once we get saved, right here, you got the New Testament. You get saved. Now we're going to live off the New Testament. Praise God. But a lot of the New Testament has to do with, okay, now that you're saved, what are you going to do? Now that you're saved, how are you going to walk? And oh, by the way, the Apostle Paul is constantly saying, you're always in the danger you're always in danger of just walking on low ground. Right? You see, you guys, the song that they just sang, press for the call of the mark, what, of the high calling. See? Now, who wrote that? The Apostle Paul wrote that. He's already growing, but he said, I haven't achieved. I haven't achieved yet. I still, it's almost like there's a danger of me just sort of sitting still. I got to keep pressing for the higher things. I'm already born again, but there's a higher calling that I have that I've got to find that. I want to know you and the power of your resurrection. There's a higher call for me. You know, there's more than just me sitting on the ground and making day-to-day living. There's a higher call. There's a higher mark for me, you know. You know, I belong to the church of the firstborn, the church of a heavenly calling I have, that God's called me to it. Am I going to just stay in my earthly routine, or am I going to move toward the higher things in God? We have to keep pressing. Holy Spirit, grow me. Holy Spirit, teach me. Holy Spirit, change me. Holy Spirit, transform me. Change the way I think. Change the way I breathe. Change the atmosphere. Change the way I love. Change the way I love. You know, I thought I loved pretty good. And the Lord said, you don't love like anything. You don't even know love. You see, the New Testament is full of this. And it keeps giving us examples, like in the Old Testament, Israel. How shall you escape? You know, they got tempted in the wilderness and they fell. Then he said, how are you going to escape such a great salvation? Because you have such a great salvation, you're in danger of falling back. You know, the greater the grace, the greater the danger to fall from grace. Y'all hear me? The greater the grace, you know, God gives you a multiplied grace. He expects you to live up to that higher grace. Somebody says, I'm blessed and highly favored. Oh, really? If you were as highly favored as Mary, are you touching with Mary even close to what she's touched when she was here? You know, that's just become a phrase. That's really not what we really are. You know, God's calling us to some very, very high things. But, you know, here's Satan. Here's your enemy. Here's the devil after you. I don't care if you get saved, he says. Go ahead and get saved. I mean, I don't like it, but, you know, as long as you get saved but you don't go up to your calling, I'm okay, you know. You really start coming under attack when you start getting into what he called you to be. Verse 15, but if any person's work is burned up under the test, he will suffer the loss of it, losing his reward. Yeah, we're going to make it to heaven, but you know, you're going to try to get in that reward line. Your reward is based upon you writing the vision that he gave you, not the one that you made up yourself. What's my point? There's no condemnation or anything here. It's just like a learning thing. Okay, stop and say, God, what's your purpose for me? Don't just start, you know, doing stuff. Everybody's got a purpose. Everybody has a purpose in God, right? See, we keep trying to open the curtain with our own human strength, but only the Holy Spirit can only do that, right? We can't live out our purpose unless the Holy Spirit's with us. This is why I wanted Valisa to share this. We surrender our lives to Him. Holy Spirit, you guide and protect it. And then you use it the way you want to use it, right? Here we go. We're starting to walk in the Spirit. So all of the New Testament, I'm talking about the New Testament, is based on this right here. Be wary. Let's give me another scripture, Dre. I don't care which one you use. Not that I've now attained, but I press and lay hold of the grasp that which is of Christ and laid hold of me and made me His own. I do not consider, brethren, that I have captured or made it my own yet. But one thing I am an aspiration of, forgetting what lies behind me, forget about your past, straining forward to what lies ahead, I press toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize, which God and Christ Jesus is calling me, which way? Too many Christians still living on the ground. Too many Christians don't know about the heavenly calling. See, this is where we get stuck. We keep trying to make life work without heaven's involvement. Are y'all listening to me? Yeah. This is for everybody. Yes, certainly it's past the natural. It's past our own ability, but that's where you need to win. That's where we need to win. Chantel, wind's starting to blow, right? Wind's starting to blow in your life, right? When the wind starts to blow, then you say, oh my goodness, my own strength doesn't mean anything, but that's good. Because there's another power that's pushing me past myself, right? Y'all think BJ can fly on his own? Absolutely not. There has to be some kind of grace up under him to lift him. Listen, it's past the grace of initial salvation. It's a different grace now that's going to take him past himself and keep making him go higher and higher and higher. You're a candidate. This is your call. See, all things work together for good for those who love him, for those who are starting to get lifted by his Spirit. For those who are called according to his purpose, not their own. For those who can forget their own purpose in life and let him do it, then they start to lift. As long as you still got your own purpose, you stayed kind of low. See, true Christianity is the law of lift. It's the law of the Spirit of life. It's the law of lift, where the earth starts to mean less and less to you. And another power starts to take you over, right? So then when you go to bed at night, I'm just minding my business. And then I'm getting out the shower. He said, I need some time with you. You know what he was trying to say? I'm trying to lift you. Oh, sure. You can't do it yourself. You keep trying to. This is my goal for you, not your own. And since it's my goal for you, it's my power. Since it's my goal, it's my power. Too easy to hear sermons and run out and try to do it. Don't do that. Just sort of take it in and then let the law of lift start to take you over. That's true Christianity. Not you trying. That's you get back under the legal system when you try it, your own strength. Right? Here's Paul saying, I'm pressing to the high calling, but I know who's going to put me up there. I just got to put myself in his disposal. And he won't let me fall to the ground. He won't let me fall to the ground. You know, I was talking to Glow and Jerry and Chris back in the before we came out. You know, it used to be kind of a compliment when you were growing up. And they would say, I'll use Pastor Mike as an example. I never do that, but I'll do it today. People would say to you, you felt good. Pastor Mike's his own man. Now, it's kind of a compliment. He's his own man. He really, you know, got it together. He's his own man. He make his own decisions. He kind of do it the way he wants. With God, that'll never fly. It'll never fly. As long as you have your own confidence in yourself, you're going to keep trying to do what you think's right. And God can't lift you. Oh, you can get saved. And you can go to heaven when you die. But forget about living a heavenly life while you're here on this earth. Forget about living in the will of God and under the wind of the Spirit and attaining to the high calling, which the New Testament is constantly telling you now that now that you've gotten born again, you always got this challenge in front of you. Are you going to do your own works or his? Next one, Dre. Oh, wait. Woo. I press toward the goal to win the supreme heavenly prize to that which is in Christ Jesus. It's a calling upward. You've been chosen. You've been chosen for that. That's your predestination. That's your purpose. This heavenly calling God has, but only he knows how to carry it out. Then he said, let those who are spiritually mature and full grown have this mind and hold these convictions, right? This is what I'm talking to you, kind of full, mature Christian stuff this morning. You want to go higher, like I am. I've been saved, and I cast out demons, and I'm growing spiritually, and I have encounters in the heavenlies. I've been to the third heaven. I've seen things that's too much for men to speak. I've been through all that, but I'm still pressing toward higher stuff. I'm becoming more spiritual every day. See, Chantel, we become more spiritual every day. There's another sermon in here. We get more spiritual every day. We learn that he works on the inside. We learn that he works on the inside. Next one, Dre. I got to kind of cut it. Since all this is true, we ought to pay much closer attention than ever to the truths that we have heard. Lest in any way we drift past them and let them slip away. Okay. For if the message given to angels was authentic and proved sure, every violation and disobedience received an appropriate penalty, how shall we escape if we neglect and refuse to pay attention to this great salvation? How are we going to escape? This because the salvation is big. But here's the danger. That just like Israel missed it, they had that great salvation and they missed it. 40 generations. I mean, how many generations? What's it? 40 years in the desert. That's great salvation. Here's God doing miracles. Here's God wants to do great things in their lives. And they missed it because they didn't want to grow. They wanted to stay on the earth. Egypt couldn't get Egypt out of them. He said, now you don't slip the same way. We're gonna keep giving you spiritual food like this morning, right? So every Sunday won't be like this, but we gotta say this. Because you know, we've overgraced Christianity so bad that we can do what we want and God just still he loves us. Of course he loves us, but he's you know, we still going to heaven. Well, you know what? When you go to heaven, can you hear this? When you go to heaven, it doesn't, you know, you're gonna get in that reward line. He said, James and I, we were talking about this yesterday. He said, you know what? I never knew you over there. You know, God's a realist. I love you. But, you know, when you were going over there helping, you know, the homeless, I never sent you over there. it was right for Vince, but it wasn't right for you. I had another call for you over here. I had a call for you over here. Oh, I need you to do this. Yeah, but I like what Vince was doing. But that's not what I called you to do. You say, God's like, we're called according to his purpose. We're called according to his purpose, Stan. His purpose for Tama might be to be an astronaut, Tama, you know, go to school. Purpose for Jerry might be to shine shoes. That's what if that's his purpose. Jerry, don't go to the moon. Shine shoes, Jerry. We're called according to his purpose. See, we have this sort of independent streak in us. We kind of do what we want and say, well, God knows my heart. What he knows is that you want to do what you want to do. That's what he knows. So I wish I had a match. Then I strike it and I burn up. I burn up the astronaut or the works. The works get burned. Oh, she's going to get saved. But the all that works. I don't want to see my works burn up, you know. I know it's a little heavy. But better, you know, you don't thank me one day. You know, and hope it won't be, hope is before you get to the judgment seat of Christ. And we see some things there, and you say, why didn't he tell me? I'm telling you. It don't feel too good. But see, we all have an opportunity to slow down and say, Christ, what is it that you've called me to do? To you might be that. To you this, right? You know, you get a reward for this. I won't get it for that. So you got to kind of get used to God's way and not your own, right? It's a whole kind of mind renewal kind of thing, you know. You know, I lay flat. I lay flat for this church. I lay flat for the people of this church. I lay flat every day for the people of the church, right? I lay flat. So then it's hard for me to see glow go out every morning at 7 a.m. and do stuff. I feel horrible. But he says, you need to keep laying flat. So even though I don't like it, because you know what we're used to, man's going to be the breadwinner, you know. So part of that's just my own pride. But a part of it is, I just don't like, you know, she gets up here, she comes home, she's tired. But that's, see, my calling has changed. My calling is to lay flat for you to get you in the heavenly places. But to get you in heavenly places, right? Because I know that's our Father's heart for you. I love all people, but who, you know, his heart is, I want people to come up here with me and live in a higher place, right? So I'm laying flat for you that you get a revelation of the kingdom of heaven. It's all through the Bible. It's all in there, but we just read across it. And see, that's the travesty of it all, that is sitting right in there. But we're still a grounded church. We're still the earth rule church. Get them off the earth, he says. Get them off the earth. So then I can start using them. I can possess them. Now I can bring, you know how God's going to make the kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven? Through you. But see, you got to get in the heavenly realm first. It's the quote. Jacob saw the heaven open and the ladder, you know. Wasn't that the quote? I read so many things, I can't remember. And here's Jacob's like, wow. This is the kingdom of God. This is the church. This is what we're supposed to be. This is like, so another realm. This is another realm. Wow, this is the house. Listen, this is the house of God. Another realm is the house of God. Jacob saw it. 4,000 years ago saw it. 4,000 years ago he saw it. Oh my goodness, God's in here. And look, I didn't even know it. See, we have a great salvation. See, do y'all know how great a salvation? Your salvation isn't earthly. Your salvation is heavenly. It's a great salvation. But we keep letting it slip. I'm warning. He's saying, as long as, you know, Kristen's dream, right? You start singing hallelujah. Do you think she was on earth with that? So I see glow go out every day, but you lay flat for Chantel until she gets off this earth and know about this divine power that's flowing down. You lay flat till she get it. I don't care if she robs 13 7-Elevens. You keep staying flat till she get it. Are y'all, do you get my point right there? Do you get my point? I don't care how bad things seem. You keep laying flat till they get it. You get on the floor until a group of people start filling my heart up. Until they start filling my heart up, right? That's all about his heart. This is all about. It's his heart. Not your works. It's about his heart. Your works have been preordained. It's just filling up his heart. This is what he wants. This is what makes him happy. The song we're singing this morning, I just want to make you happy. Go on, start going up. Let go your own course. Let go your own reasoning about this. Get your perspective changed. He'll lift you up. You know what? And when he's lifting you up, he's lifting you up out of problems, and you haven't even asked him to do it. And lifting you up out of disease, and lifting you up out of your own works. He's lifting you up out of problems, and lifting up out of things you couldn't get rid of for 40 years. And he started lifting you up all because you're starting to seek first his kingdom. That's this group of people in here, right here, sitting in these chairs, preordained before the foundation of the world to be lifted up to a higher creation. That's these people right here. That's every single one of you. Called according to his purpose. He made, you didn't think about this. You couldn't think about this. You couldn't even come up with it. Because it's for the foundation of the world, and it's a divine perspective. I save you, I can get you up there too. I save you, I can get you up there. I'm not talking about when you die either. You can start experiencing the higher things. That's what makes his heart glad, sir. But here's Satan, you know. And God's very serious about this. Next one, Dre, I don't care. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still holds and is offered today, let us be afraid, guys. This is how serious this is. To distrust it. I'm afraid not to go to heaven, you know, tomorrow morning. Lest any of you should think he has come too late and has come short of reaching it, right? You know, God's so serious about this higher calling. We should be like, God, you take me there no matter where to call. If I have to lose my Cadillac, you understand? Because, see, I know. Some people live for Cadillacs and whatever else, you know, and whatever else. I'll just leave it right there. Not that they're wrong, but you can get caught up on natural things that they mean more to you than that higher realm. Somebody give me a Cadillac. I'm going to say, thank you, Jesus. I'm riding. Y'all hear me? But, you know, you can get caught up on natural things and miss your whole salvation. Okay. Right? But here's God pleading, fill my heart up, fill my heart up, fill my heart up. Don't love this world. Don't love this earth. Don't love things. Love my kingdom. Like love righteousness, peace, joy, and I'll provide all your needs. Don't worry about your needs. Just come on up here with me to a higher realm, to a higher place in God. I'll do it for you. It's my good pleasure to give you this kingdom. Submit your life. Don't escape this great salvation. When he's talking about salvation, he's not talking about born again salvation. He's talking about this great salvation where I have 17 million. You can win 5 lotteries and it won't compare to what God can do you with you in heavenly places. Won't compare. You'd be so sorry. You say, I wish I had given all that lottery money away for this king. This is too high, guys. This is too high. You know, Jesus didn't die just to forgive you for the sins. Thank God he did, but he died to give you much higher than that. What Adam lost and more, gobs and more. You know, too long we have franchised the church. Yeah, just franchises. No Holy Spirit. No heavenly realm. No higher calling. No higher purposes. No higher, you know, listen, I love this song, you know, by Susie. She's singing, she starts touching the kingdom. Touching spiritual things. She starts singing. Take away my hands, I can still feel him. Take away my eyes, I can still see him. I can still see you, Jesus. They take away my eyes, you know. Put me in jail. I'm going to sing hallelujah. Take away my ears. I can still hear because I'm in a higher realm, guys. See, nothing can stop this thing. Death can't stop it. It's so high. And then you're called to it. You're called to it to boast about Jesus and what he's done, right? And so listen, those big troubles that we have, they start to become little molehill. Because we're looking at them from a different perspective. Looking at them from heaven. Oh, that's nothing down there. Ah. Jesus never worried. The angels, they trouble him. They try to kill him. Angels helping him from another realm, sir. Did I have any more, Dre? Oh, okay, that was too deep. Never mind. That was too deep. We've got a calling. I'll just end with when John was on the island of Patmos in the book of Revelation. And he was in prison and he was in a terrible situation and isolated and hopeless and dark and cold and windy and life was just, why am I here? What's my purpose? And do I really have a purpose? And the book of Revelation said he was in the spirit on the Lord's day. How are we going to escape our problems, guys? Let the Holy Spirit get you in the spirit. And he said, come up here and I'll show you. This world cannot be our home. It cannot be our home. This world cannot be our home. We have to just be passing through, as the song said. It cannot be your home, you know. You can't grab things too tight here. It's like when Kristen said this morning, If it can be shaken, it will be shaken, right? If you like your Cadillac or whatever like that, you know, those things rust. They're corruptible. Let's ask God, let's ask the Holy Spirit, whatever I'm holding on to that's not of your kingdom, that's not of your world, that's not of your spirit, please deliver me from it. It could be metal. It could be the wrong attachment. It could be a person. It could be a job. It could be whatever, right? God, let your kingdom come. Your will be done, not mine. And then watch him bless you. Watch you have a new Bless Me Club. A different Bless Me Club. From a higher place. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and stop, I think. Michelle, will you come up? Do I need something? She's going to share a dream, and then we're going to.
Hey, y'all. In the dream, I was in a marathon. And, you know, something like the 10K or whatever you call it. But my family was there with me. Mom. Where's Villette? Villette. My children, my husband, my grandchildren. And when they, you know, shot the gun for us to start running, we were all running like at a jog kind of pace, you know, kind of staying together. And in the dream, something came over my body in the dream. And I said, I can't run at this slow pace with y'all. I have to run ahead. And I just took off and just started running, you know, ahead of them. And it was like my body wasn't my body. You know, and, you know, there's a saying that I tell the nurses and the doctors in the hospital, if you can make my body do something I can't do, then let me in on the secret. Mm-hmm. So I said that to say my body was not my body. And I was like in a dream, oh, my God, Lord, I could win this race. Mm-hmm. I could really, really win this race. And in the dream, I won the race. And people were congratulating me and people that I didn't know and everything. And they were like, well, how long did you practice? And, you know, how long did you train? I said, I didn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't practice. I didn't train. I said, it was all God. Now, here comes the kicker. So I wake up at 5 o'clock this morning in pain and swollen again. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, Lord, what was the dream? You know, I need you to reveal to me the dream. And the Lord took me to Isaiah. When Isaiah went to Hezekiah and told him that he was going to die. And Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. And the Lord kept asking, he asked me, are you going to keep turning to me? Are you going to keep turning to me? You know, he showed me being free, but then I woke up with, you know, with this going on. Mm-hmm. But am I going to keep turning to him? Mm-hmm. You know, am I going to keep bringing him in remembrance of his promise? Mm-hmm. You know, am I going to keep bringing him in remembrance of how much I love him? Mm-hmm. And so the word today was just like, was like right on time. So that's why I said I'm going to go ahead and share the dream.
I'm glad you did. Because see, this stuff is not easy. You have to keep turning. It's not easy. You know, this spiritual walk is not easy. It's very difficult. But you just got to stay with it. You know, the consistency is very important.
The consistency is very, very, very important. The Holy Spirit is calling us up higher. He's calling from the worship to the spoken word. He's calling us to new levels. New levels. And like Michelle, our bodies may not agree with the call, but we have to, in the supernatural, live outside of our own bodies and live in the Holy Spirit and let him do the impossible and the miraculous and the supernatural when we get our minds off of me. If I can live a me-less life, then the Holy Spirit can produce what he needs to produce and can do what he wants to do, which take us into the kingdom. We are too bound. You know, Pastor, some of us don't want a Cadillac, but they sure love their bodies. Hello. I may not want a new house, but I sure like the way I look. And the Holy Spirit is saying, come past you and find me. Vincent and Cherie just got married, right? Salvation is like that. You just get married. You're happy. You went on your honeymoon. Now what you gonna do? Now what you gonna do? What you gonna do? You're gonna have to experience one another, and all of it may not be what you like. But if you stay with it, you're gonna grow to love each other even more. That's the way it is with God. You stay, like Michelle said, you stay with him. It's a process. But Christian Dream really stirred my heart, because what she said was, in her dream, she finally realized, this is not right. As you know, at some point, when is the body of Christ going to say, this is not right? I've been here too long. Hello? I've been coming for 40 years, sitting in the same pew, listening to the same message. But when am I going to realize this is just not right? Christianity is her dream. Christianity is her dream. We go to church, and then they put us in prison. And they put guards on you. To God, make sure you, and then they, you know, send those words that keep you in prison. not you, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean. That manipulation and that control. They put a yoke on you, and you can't go anywhere but where they say go. And you dare you to start growing, then you rebellious. But isn't it a wonderful thing that you can sit in this house this morning and hear a word like this and know that if you take it in and process it, that the Lord's going to take you to new heights in Christ Jesus? I'm not talking about church. The Lord let us know on Wednesday, this is a heavenly ministry. This is not church. So visitors, you came into a heavenly ministry today. You didn't come into a church. The church is the organization. The heavenly ministry is Jesus Christ ordered and ordaining your life. Where everything you are and want to be is him and nothing else. And the sweet, sweet joy of it. Oh, my Lord. The sweet, sweet. You think you love Cherie. You fall in love with Jesus. Come on now. Come on now. There's a sweetness. What David said, come and taste and see that the Lord is good. Come on. He's calling us today, one by one and name by name. Don't stay where you are. We have grown some in PWM. But even at this level, there's still more. That's why BJ got to fly. He has to fly because he can't stay on this level. You got to keep going higher and higher until eventually you lose all of you. And there's no more. The top is just Christ. It's just Christ, Pastor P. Mike. It's just Christ. It's just Christ. Him handling everything. He takes care of everything, Rob. I don't have a care in the world. It's just me and Christ. Christ and me, and me. I'm in Christ. See, we struggle because we try to live a double life. You want to be for Christ, but you don't want to be for Christ. So we got to sell out. The mature church, one of those scriptures said mature. He's growing us up. He's calling us to him. Let's not miss what he's saying to us individually and collectively. Dreams are going to be higher than ever before. Encounters like Valisa had, expect them. Expect them. That's his language. That's how he talks to you. That's how he lets you know, I found you right here. It's personal. It's personal. So don't be afraid. Don't shut the dreams down. Ask him for dreams. Ask him for revelation. Ask him for encounter, because I want more. He won't give it to you. He that hungers and thirsts. Don't be satisfied to be a part of an organization and miss out on God and all that he has for you. We've got to walk in the supernatural. As Michelle said, we got to keep turning to him until it's completely done. Until it's completely done, Tom. Keep turning. We thank God for our visitors. We thank God for our visitors. This is a heavenly call and a heavenly ministry. We have but one agenda, and that's to do his will. That's all we have, is one agenda, is to do his will. And we thank God for the love that's in this house. We love you. Thank you for coming. It may seem strange, but take it in. Process it. Say, God, Holy Spirit, reveal to me. I want to know my calling. I don't want to miss my calling. I don't want to miss it. Like Pastor said, Israel missed it. The older generation missed it. And don't say anything because you're going to church, you won't miss it. You're the one that's going to miss it. Hello. Hello. You're the one that's going to miss it. Because you're so stuck in prison, like Chris said, that you don't even know it. Isn't that awesome? She said nobody else understood that this wasn't right. Pastor, I thank God that I understood. That, you know what? This is not right. Something's wrong with this. Even when the preacher said, what in the world do you want? I preach good. The choir is good. I had to say in myself, something is not right about this situation. So I was able to praise him and get out. My fasting for a whole year got me out. Her singing got her out. Different things will get you out. Your obedience. Your obedience will get you out. Your obedience, Lord, I said, come on here. And you're going to look back at everybody else. And like Michelle said, her whole family's with her. But she said, I got to run past y'all. I'm sorry, mama, but I'm gone. See, we can't get trapped in the system of Christianity. Billions of people are trapped in the system of Christianity. Oh, yeah, they say, but the gods got them, and they're not going any further. They'll make it to heaven, have no reward, won't rule over no cities, won't be a part of the kingdom. You'll be so far back, you won't even know Jesus. But don't get trapped in the system. The Holy Spirit is moving in our hearts today. P. Mike calling all of us higher. Yeah, we've tasted a little bit of it, but Pastor, I declare there's more. Oh, there's so much more. Oh, my God, there's so much more. Elder Ron, there's so much more. Look at Ward over there. Hey! Wait, look, I just want y'all to know, Ron is my brother. And Wade is my son. And every visitor, you are visited today, but when you come back, you're family. First time you visit, Denise, now you're family. You're definitely family. So we just thank God for the word of God and for the call. He's going to clarify it. He's going to make it clear. He's going to clarify it. So he don't want us to miss it. He's going to clarify what our true calling is and what he wants us to do. Now that we're saved, we can move on into his will. Move on into his will. Step by step, day by day, we get a little closer to his will. I heard someone say that, and I'm closing, that Enoch walked with God. And they asked a little girl in Sunday school, said, what do you think happened to Enoch? She said, Enoch walked with God so far to one day the Lord said to Enoch, you're closer to my house now. Come on home with me. Man, that thing got on the inside of me. Say, you're closer to my house now. So just come on and stay with me. If a little girl can come up with that, if a little, you know, in Sunday school can come up with that, how come we can't hear it? How come we can't hear it? The system messed us up. Lord have mercy. But we thank God for freedom and for the worship ministry, shaking the gates of hell and shaking the gates of the system and letting us out. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word, and we just say yes, Lord, to it. We just say yes, have your way. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for calling us, caring so much about us that you want us to be a part of your kingdom. You want us to reign and rule with you. We may not understand it now, but give us clarity. Make it real, we pray. Make it real, we pray, that you'll be glorified and that you'll have a kingdom full of sons and daughters. In Jesus' name, amen.